sound tired. But you know what we chant for Lord Chaitanya, right? Everyone put your hands in the air. Take a deep breath. And say after me, very loud, after me. Gauranga! No, I said loud. Gauranga! Gauranga! Not too bad. Sorry. Well, we just saw it was just about the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's not much more to say. It was amazing. Very good. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Shri
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke. Shri Shri Nitai Gaura Hari ke. Shri Shri Nitai Sachi Sutta ke. Gaura Premanande. How nice to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful occasion in the association of so many wonderful devotees, and particularly His Grace Agnidev Prabhu. Are you appreciating Agnidev Prabhu's association?
Yeah. A
little bit, right? Good, okay, that's nice. So let's say a few words then about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Shri Nitai Gaura Hari Ki Jai. Shri Shri Nitai Sachi Sutta Ki Jai. Shri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Yes, well, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, right at the beginning, where the foundational facts and foundational pieces of transcendental knowledge and information are presented, establishing who is Lord Chaitanya, who are the Panchatattva, who's Lord Nityananda, and so on. So in that section at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find there are two very definitive chapters. I mean, it's all very definitive, but two in particular about the Lord and His mission, what He is about, what He's trying to achieve, what He's trying to do. Those are chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the Adi Lila, the first part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And chapter 3 is titled The External Reasons for the Appearance of Lord Chaitanya, and the fourth chapter is titled The Internal Reasons. Now, sometimes when we hear external, internal, in regard to different types of activities and elements in Krishna consciousness, we may think that if something's external, it's not so important. It's kind of very, very secondary at best. But those things which are internal, they are very special. In this case, though, it's not exactly like that, really. That's not the right perspective. The external reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, basically that means the reasons why he appeared in relation to us, actually, to the people in general, to the world at large, and how he wanted to deliver the people and help the people and give them the opportunity to reawaken their Krishna consciousness, actually to develop, to achieve the highest levels of Krishna consciousness, to come to the level of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, to develop that type of love for Krishna. So that's not very secondary, is it? That's really important. I mean, particularly for us. And internal, basically, the idea about the internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya appearing. This really means his own personal reasons, certain things he wanted to achieve himself, experience himself personally, his own personal interests. And in that sense, you could say, well, it's his thing, and it's not, certainly not public, like the Sankirtan movement for delivering the conditioned souls and delivering us. But it's very interesting that ultimately the two, they're really very intimately interwoven, you know, within each other, connected up very deeply. You may have seen, there's a picture, if you've been in the Radharadnath temple recently, if you haven't, you should go, but anyway, if you have, or but when you go, you'll see, just when you enter, you know, there's the 8 big pictures on the ceiling. The very first one, just above your head, when you just walk in, you just enter the temple room. Who can tell me what that picture is? Anyway, what it is, it's a picture in two halves. There are two sections, one above the other, which is lower. So the upper part, that is Lord Krishna with the gopis engaging in the rasa dance. And the lower part is Lord Chaitanya with his devotees on Harinam Sankirtan. Yeah, his mission for the, in the external sense, his mission for helping the people in the world and helping us. So it's explained actually that these two, the rasa dance with the gopis and Lord Chaitanya's Harinam Sankirtan program, these are parallels. These are parallels. Yeah. As there was the rasa dance 5,000 years ago, so there was 500 or so years ago, there was the Harinam Sankirtan program. So you can see these two external, internal activities of the Lord in relation to the conditioned souls, activities of the Lord in regard to his sort of personal interests things he wanted to experience in terms of love of God. And like that, they're very much connected together. I'm going to read you one verse from each chapter. First of all, this is now Adi Leela chapter 3, verse 52. And in fact, it's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Very important verse in which, in that section of the Bhagavatam, the different avatars and the different yugas are mentioned. And here is mentioned the avatar for Kali Yuga, who is Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yadyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumetasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, still he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So this is very definitive verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Even though it doesn't exactly mention the name that he is Chaitanya, but it's describing him very clearly indeed. Because this is what Lord Chaitanya did, basically. He was out on Sankirtan. He was chanting himself, giving the chanting to others, and that was a very major part of what he did. And he did it with his servants and associates. It was a whole big movement, and it continues to this day here in Lanesha also. Yeah. So this is then describing in a nutshell, you could say, the external reason for Lord Chaitanya appearing to spread Sankirtan, to give the people, even the people of Kali Yuga, the opportunity to become Krishna conscious, despite everything, despite themselves. Then there's a verse which describes very clearly. Famous last words. No, here we go. The internal reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, what he wanted to experience and understand and really enter into himself personally. Here we go. This now, this is Adi Leela, chapter 4, verse 231. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Swadyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhya Sokyamchasya Mad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lopat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Shachigarbha Sindo Harindu. Listen to this, devotees. This is very deep, but it's very important. Three main internal reasons. three specific ideas that Krishna wanted to explore and understand and come to grips with and experience himself for his own interest. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love. One. The wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love. Two. And the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. Three. So, the Supreme Lord Hari Krishna, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. Did you get that? Let me just repeat them quickly. One, desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love. What is that love that Radharani has for him? Second, what is it in him which stimulates her so much? And in that way, she feels the love because of him, because of what he is, who he is. So what is it about him which stimulates her so much? And then three, the happiness she feels. What is her experience? What does it feel like for her when she loves him, as she loves him? These are the three internal reasons, personal reasons, that Krishna himself wanted to explore for himself. But it's all mixed. It's mixed. You cannot really separate these internal desires of the Lord, reasons for his appearance, from the so-called external reason of developing the Sankirtan movement for the deliverance of the world. They are just intertwined. There's a very nice story. There's a very beautiful story, actually. That one time in Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, the kingdom of God, Lord Krishna had been meeting with Satyabhama, one of his wives, one of his main wives. And then Lord Krishna decided, let me go and visit Rukmini, who was really his main wife, actually, main queen in Dwaraka. So off he went from Satyabhama's palace. Now he's moving towards Rukmini's palace. And Rukmini somehow was alerted. You know what? Krishna is coming. Wow. You know, I don't know whether it was a WhatsApp or a quick Facebook post. I just joined WhatsApp a few days ago. But anyway, she heard Krishna's on the way, and she heard Krishna's coming. Oh, how amazing. How wonderful. And she just became completely ecstatic and gathered her friends and assistants and prepared everything very nicely, very beautifully, cleaning and, you know, fragrant things around and beautiful floral decorations and just really fit for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Krishna arrived. And Rukmini met him at the door. And she was just so happy. She just fell on Krishna's lotus feet and just started crying on Krishna's lotus feet. Just so ecstatic. Just bathing Krishna's feet with her tears. And Krishna standing there looking down. And Krishna said, are you all right? You seem upset. What happened? And Rukmini said, no. I'm not upset. I'm so happy to see you. And Krishna said, are you sure you're happy? You don't seem to be. So, but anyway, Rukmini took him inside, sat him on a nice throne, bathed, washed his feet. And the whole time, she's just crying on his feet. And then massaging his feet, applying some oils and, you know, something like what we did in the Abhishek earlier. And just crying on his feet. And Krishna became a little, he was concerned. He said, Rukmini, what is it? You seem disturbed. What happened? No, I'm not disturbed. I'm so happy to see you. And Krishna said, but no, you don't seem to be. I have angered you, haven't I? What have I done? Tell me what I've done so I can make up for it. And Rukmini said, no, you haven't done anything. I am just so fortunate to be able to touch your lotus feet. I cannot believe it, and I'm just crying. And Krishna said, no. You must tell me what I've done. Tell me, please. I just don't understand. Is it that time? I know what it is, Krishna said. You haven't forgiven me for that time when I joked with you. I teased you a little. And I told you, listen, you are a royal princess. Who am I? I'm a cowherd boy. And you are just topmost, finest princess. And somehow you got stuck with me. You ended up with me. And it's not fair. It's not right. You deserve much better than me. So, Rukmini, I'm going to do you a great favor. I'm going to free you. I'm going to leave you. And then you can find a real first-class prince, royalty, to marry someone who's actually compatible with you and not just someone like me. And when Rukmini heard that, because she's just so transcendentally, unlimitedly attached to Krishna. And she heard, Krishna's going to leave me. She fainted. And the Bhagavatam says she fell just like a tree which is blown down in a storm. Just bang. She fell to the ground. So here's Krishna now saying to Rukmini, that's what it is, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? That's what it is. Right. You're not meant to know. That's what it is, isn't it? You're still angry with me because of that. Even though I apologized 100 times, you're still angry with me. Isn't that what it is, right? No. And Rukmini said, no, it's not, I'm not angry with you at all. And she's just crying on Krishna's lotus feet, and Krishna's just bewildered. And Krishna said, I don't understand. I just don't understand. I don't understand. What is wrong? And Rukmini said, Krishna, that's the problem. You don't understand. You just, even though you are Sarvajna, you know everything, past, present, future, material world, spiritual world, you know everything. But there is one thing you don't know. There's one thing you just don't understand, Krishna. You don't understand how much your devotees love you. And Krishna just went, wow, that's amazing. And Krishna said, please say it again. No, really, it's there. This is Chaitanya Mangala. Say it again. I want to hear it again. And Rukmini said it again. You just don't understand how much your devotees love you. And until you understand that, what's the point of being God? You know, just what's the point? Just what's the point of anything if you don't understand that? And Krishna said, you are right. I have to understand this. How will I understand it? Will you explain it to me? No? Will you give me some lessons? Will you teach me about it? And Rukmini said, no. The only way you can understand this is if you become a devotee. From the outside looking in, you can't understand it. You won't be able to. You have to become a devotee. But not just any devotee, a sort of, you know, quote unquote, ordinary devotee from Linasia. Just one of the devotees, you know, who comes to the Sunday program. Just a sort of typical devotee. You, if you really want to understand this, you have to take the position of Srimati Radharani. Only then will you understand this. And when you understand this, then you'll feel there is nothing like this, nothing anywhere near like this, nothing even 1,000th or millionth part as good as this. It is just completely in another dimension altogether. And Krishna's going, yeah, right, that's it. I got to do it. But how am I going to do it? Where am I going to do it? When am I going to do it? How? How will it work? Devotees, at that moment, Narada Muni walked in. Narada Muni walked in. And Narada Muni, Krishna could see, Narada Muni is distressed. He's in anxiety. Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Hari Ki, Sri Sri Nitai Sachi Sita Ki, Sri Giri Govardhan. Narada Muni was in real anxiety. This is now, we're in Goloka, remember that. So Narada Muni, he came, he offered his obeisances. He was crying. And he was really disturbed. He said, my Lord, I have some extremely bad news for you. I'm just so sorry. I have just come from the material world. And there, it is Kali Yuga. I was on planet Earth, in the universe of the four-headed Brahma. You were just there, he's telling Krishna, just not long ago at all. You were there. And I just came from there. And I'm so sorry, my Lord, to tell you that the situation there is disastrous. And Narada explained, normally, you know, I travel around, I visit this planet, that planet, and I preach to people. And I make people, non-devotees, into devotees. That's what I do. But there, on planet Earth, I went to some place, some strange place, called Len something. What was it? Was it Lazy something? Lazia? Or what? Or maybe it was Lenasia. And the situation there is just hopeless. It's just hopeless. You know, they watch Shah Rukh Khan and they think this is Vedic culture, because it's in Hindi. And Abhishek and Aishwarya, they think they're better than you and Radharani. It's just too bad. It's just too bad. And I couldn't help them. And I went to another place. I went to a number of places. I went to another place. It was called Dur, something like Dur. Something like that. Dur Bang. It was something like that. What was it? Oh, Durban. And it was worse. It was worse. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. I'm just so disturbed. I'm just so disturbed. And as far as I can see, the only person who can help is you. No, I don't think anyone. Some avatar, you know, Mahavishnu, or this one, or that one, or Lord Ram, or, you know, any other form of yourself, I don't think is going to be able to help these people. And even you, if you are going to be able to help these people, you are going to have to do something you never did before, you never dreamed of doing. You want to teach these people. See, the problem is, Narada is saying, the problem is they are into imitating. So if you go and you show your universal form and you lift Govardhan Hill again and you do things like that, they're going to try to lift Govardhan Hill. And they're going to dress up like you and hold the flute and get their group of gopis to dance with. And it's just going to be, it's already bad enough, it's going to be a total tragedy. The thing is, if you're going to help these people, you're going to have to become a devotee. You'll have to actually teach them by your own example, and then they'll copy you and they'll become devotees. And Narada said, you know, I'm so sorry to suggest such a thing to you, but I see no alternative. And Krishna said, you know, Rukmini has basically told me something very similar, that I need to take the role of a devotee to understand what it means to be a devotee. You, this is now the other part of the puzzle, where to do it, when to do it, how to do it, This is it. And Krishna became so ecstatic. I am going down there to take the role of the devotee and give these fallen fools love for me. He became so ecstatic, he manifested the form of Lord Gauranga. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Gauranga! You're tired, you're really tired. And that, according to Lachan Das Thakur, that was the first time that the form of Lord Chaitanya was manifest. Yes. So then Lord Chaitanya came and he established the Sankirtan movement and spread it all over and empowered devotees to spread it further in different ways. Then he, after some time, went to Jagannath Puri and he just went into this subject, the glory of Radharani's love. What is it? And what is it in him which arouses her love? And what does she feel in her loving service and relationship with me? But, you know, ultimately it all happened in the context of the Sankirtan movement. And, you know, along with experiencing himself and learning for himself about these three very personal and very, very deep subject matters, along with all that, Lord Chaitanya, by giving the Sankirtan movement, through that, he gave the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga access to Vraja Bhakti. Even when he came 5,000 years ago, Krishna himself, he didn't give access like that at all. Not at all. Just a few years he was in Vrindavan, 10 years. 25, 26 years in Mathura, it's just a whole different situation. And then maybe 80 to 90 years, 90 years or so, in Dwarka, where it was, you know, a lot of opulence and majesty and formality. So even when he came, even when he was in Vrindavan and interacting with the Brijbasis and particularly the gopis, but giving it to others, not really at all. If at all, hardly at all. Hardly. But now it's Lord Chaitanya himself going so deeply into the loving moods of Srimati Radharani, exploring that to his heart's content. But at the same time, giving basically the same thing, or at least something very intimately related, the love that the Brijbasis have for him, giving that through the Sankirtan movement. So Lord Chaitanya, he's very, very significant person, very significant. Even, you know, the pastimes of Krishna, of course, they're very special and wonderful. But the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, in a sense, are even higher. They're even higher. Because he is giving that, and he's giving it to everyone, even the Jagais and Madais. And I think we have a few candidates in lands and surrounding areas. You know what it's like. We got some very enthusiastic candidates who are really striving for that position. We want to become the most fallen. You think you're more fallen than me? No way. I'll show you what's fallen. This is it. This is Kali Yuga. This is Johannesburg, actually, in Kali Yuga. It is the, what would you say, the portal. How's that? The portal to the hellish planets. Yeah. Just open the door, up there you are. And you might think, oh, it's okay, it's Johannesburg. Just open the door, up there you are. You're in the hellish planets. Yeah. So much illicit activity going on. It's just too shocking. So anyway, for us, the first thing is Lord Chaitanya came for us to give us the way, the means to approach him. What is that? The Sankirtan movement, particularly. As that verse from the Bhagavatam says, 11.5.32, you can look it up, and Srila Prabhupada gives a really nice, wonderful purport. So, the process is Sankirtan. It's kirtan, it's chanting. But particularly, it's Sankirtan, particularly. Sankirtan has a specific meaning, even in the context, the general context of kirtan, of chanting the holy name. Sankirtan is a specific thing, a specific form, manifestation of chanting. Sankirtan means that you go in a group, congregational, and you go out in public and you chant there. Sri Srimati Guru Ki Jai. Yeah. You go out in public and chant and you give it to the other people. And of course, to get together with the devotees here in the temple and at Kirtan is wonderful, it's fantastic, it's just great. But ultimately, Lord Chaitanya is looking to say, are these people going to take it out and give it? Or are they just going to keep it to themselves? What are they going to do with it? So yeah, Sankirtan movement means that movement of taking it out and giving it to the people. And when we do that, in our humble little ways, we make that effort and accept, if there's a little austerity involved, then Lord Chaitanya notices. He notices. What's your name?
Gauri.
And Lord Chaitanya says, there's that Gauri again. She's out on Harinam. Wow, in the central Joburg. Hey, wow, she's all right. And then Lord Chaitanya will accept you as one of his people. He'll put your name in his book. He has a little black book. Little golden colored book. And then goes your name. Gauri from Lens. Yeah.
I'm from
Madrid. Gauri from Madrid. Yeah. Really?
I'm not joking, actually. You may say, I'm joking. But actually, I'm not joking. Yeah. So let's, on this this very wonderful occasion, 530th anniversary of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let's try and take this into our hearts and understand the Sankirtan mission of spreading it, that particularly, that's Lord Chaitanya's mission. That really is what he's looking for. Chanting your japa, great. Having kirtan in the temple, fantastic. But ultimately he's looking for us to go out and give it to the people, as he did when he demonstrated how to be a devotee. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Gauranga. You need some prasad. Have you been fasting all day?
Yes.
Oh dear. Okay. Chanting, dancing, and fasting. That's our program. Would you like to say some words, Agnide Prabhu? There's your microphone.
We all became devotees was because of other devotees going out. So it's quite natural, if you like something, to share it with others. And like you say, you know, getting together, chanting in the temple or someone's house, that's all good, it's nice. But really Lord Chaitanya wants to see us taking it out. When I think of Srila Prabhupada, he was living in Vrindavan, the most holy place, Radha Damodara temple. But he left it and came out. And he came to the most hellish places. So he was truly, he is truly a manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And that's why we are all here. I was fortunate to, from the very beginning, first few days in the movement, that they sent me out on Sankirtan, on Harinam Sankirtan. Even though I was somewhat reluctant to go, but I went and I haven't stopped going out on Harinam. Even a few days ago, just a few of us, we went to Soweto. And it was just a small party. We met some devotees from the area. But it felt so good, so nice. And I always encourage devotees to take the time to go out. It's time well spent. And it's the fastest way to get the attention of Lord Chaitanya, to get his His mercy. You go out and he demonstrated himself. We were reading this morning in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same chapter, the third chapter of Adi Lila. And Krishna was thinking that in order to give the people the opportunity to learn about bhakti as is performed by the residents of Vrindavan, I have to go myself and practice it. So that's what it means to be a devotee, is to go out and teach others. It'll be good for you, it'll be good for others. Okay.
Thank you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. So to conclude the program, there's some ABTG presentation. Oh, there.